Let's continue. Sunday. I really wish Mrs. Graziano had just sent me home instead of calling Dad to chaperone us for the last day. Dad was already mad enough about the car, and now he had to babysit a bunch of unshowered middle schoolers. And it wasn't fun breaking the news to him that we didn't even have a working bathroom in our cabin. I figured I owed it to Dad to at least give him a basic rundown of the camp, but he seemed to already know everything I tried to tell him. Somehow he even knew about the stew, because when somebody put a serving on his plate, he scraped it right back into the pot. At first I thought Dad must have been a chaperone when Roderick went to this place, but when I saw one of the other chaperones greet Dad, I put it all together. "Welcome back, Frank." Smack. Dad went to Hardscrabble Farms when he was my age. No wonder he wasn't happy to be here. If his experience was anything like mine, I'm sure he never imagined in a million years that he'd be back. Me and my cabin mates spent the day trying to set up our camp for the overnight, and it was pretty clear Dad had no intention of helping out. Half the time he was off somewhere else doing who knows what, and when he was around, he didn't lift a finger. Drop. So we set up our shelter without him. Luckily, Grandpa's book had a chapter on how to build a waterproof lean-to, so we didn't need Dad's help. At dinner, some kids from another group seemed really shaken up. They said they were gathering firewood and came across an old shack that they were 99% sure belonged to Silas Scratch. This is where I was hoping Dad would tell everyone Silas Scratch was just a made-up story to keep kids from leaving their cabins at night, but he didn't. He said that when he went to Hardscrabble Farms, a couple of kids went poking around Silas Scratch's shack and were never heard from again. This was the worst thing Dad could have said just before we were supposed to spend the night in the woods. After dinner, Mrs. Graziano told everyone to get whatever they needed from their cabins and bring it to their campsites. A bunch of kids were begging to sleep inside, but Mrs. Graziano said this is how it's always been on the last night at Hardscrabble Farms, and it's always the way it's going to be. We had gotten the fire started earlier, and when we got to our campsite it was still going. The fire was dying down though, so we needed to get more wood to feed it. But once it got dark out, the guys in my group were too scared to leave the fire to help me collect sticks. I would have asked Dad for help, but who knows where he was. So I went to look for firewood by myself. The area around our campsite was picked pretty clean of sticks, so I had to go deeper into the woods. But I got all turned around and I couldn't remember which way our campsite was. I started to panic a little, but then I saw a light that I thought must be our campfire. I headed towards it, and when I got closer, I couldn't believe where the light was coming from. Beware. Turn back. I have to admit, I didn't really buy any of the Silas Scratch stuff until this moment, but now I thought I might actually die of fear. Something about that light didn't look right, though. I thought it was coming from a fireplace inside the shack, but it was actually from a light bulb. It didn't make a lot of sense to me that a crazy farmer who eats slugs and berries had electricity. The door on the front of the place was barred shut, so I walked around the back and there was a metal door that was unlocked. I held my breath and pushed it open. Then I stepped inside. My heart was practically beating out of my chest, but I had to know what was in there. When I saw what was inside, I realized this place wasn't a shack at all. It was some sort of maintenance shed with a bunch of tools, and they didn't even look that old. Creak. I went a little farther in. When I walked down a hallway, I found something that really shocked me. It was a bathroom, with a toilet and a sink and everything. There were even a few rolls of extra toilet paper, and it wasn't the cheap stuff either. My head was spinning at that point. I was ready to run back to our campsite and tell everyone what I'd found, when I heard something that sent shivers down my spine. It was the sound of whistling, and it was coming from right behind me. I turned to run, and that's when I ran smack into Dad. Gah! I was totally speechless. I couldn't understand what he was doing taking a shower in a maintenance shed, but then he started talking. Dad said when he went to Hardscrabble Farms, the bathroom situation was even worse than it is now. There was only one outhouse, which everyone at the camp shared. There was no shower, and if you wanted to get clean, you had to go down to the river with a bar of soap. Then one day, when Dad was collecting firewood, he found this maintenance shed that was used for keeping up the property during the off-season. When he realized there was a toilet and a shower inside, he knew he had to keep it a secret or everyone would find out. So he came up with the story of Silas Scratch to throw the other kids off the trail. Dad said when he got here yesterday, he was pretty surprised the Silas Scratch thing was still going after all these years. But he figured he'd just go with it so he could keep the bathroom to himself. I was pretty mad at Dad for causing everyone all this stress, but I have to admit that coming up with a crazy story to protect a secret bathroom is exactly the kind of thing I'd do myself. I realized I'd been away from the campsite for a while, and my cabin mates probably thought I got snatched up by Silas Scratch. So I asked Dad to help me find my way back to the campsite. It had started to rain, and by the time we got back, the fire was completely out. I guess my group got desperate and threw in anything that would burn, because I found my book in there, or at least what was left of it. My cabin mates had picked apart our shelter for firewood, and that's where me and Dad found them, all huddled together. Shiver, shiver, shiver. I really didn't want to spend the night out in the rain, and thankfully Dad didn't either. I guess he wasn't too concerned about the camp rules, because he snuck us all back into our cabin. It might have stunk to high heaven in there, but it was the best night of sleep I've had in my life. Monday. This morning we packed up all our stuff and brought it to the parking lot. Almost everyone in my class looked like a wreck from sleeping out in the woods overnight, but my group actually looked refreshed. My cabin mates kept saying how lucky we were to have survived the week with Silas Scratch prowling around, and it was all I could do to bite my tongue. Believe me, I was tempted to tell everyone that Silas Scratch was a hoax. People might have even treated me like a hero for finally putting an end to the whole thing. But I figured I might get stuck chaperoning at this place one day, and if I do, I'll want to use that bathroom myself. Smack. I was about to load my bag onto the bus, but then Dad told me I could ride home with him. That was way better than sitting in someone's lap, so I took Dad up on his offer. On the way out, there was a bus coming in with a whole new crop of kids. I quickly scribbled a message to warn them about what they were in for. I figured it was the least I could do. Beware of Silas Scratch. Alright guys, that's it for Diary of Wimpy Kid Old School. I'll see you guys next time for Diary of Wimpy Kid Double Down.